Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
Hello, and welcome to the Nutrition Diva Podcast. I'm your host, Monica Reinagle. I received an email this week from a new listener who wrote to me saying, I just found your podcast this year and I'm working through all the episodes. I'm currently on the episodes from 2010 and I've been learning lots of new and interesting ways to eat better and feel fabulous. I recently saw a video on vitamin U. Would you do an episode on what this is and why it's good for you? Well, first of all, welcome to the podcast. I'm so glad that you found it. And you know what? After 13 years of doing this podcast, there aren't that many nutrients that I haven't mentioned at least once, but I have never talked about vitamin U. So I think it's time to set the record straight. Vitamin U is not a true vitamin. It's actually a sulfur-containing compound that's found in cabbage and other vegetables in the brassica family. Its chemical name is S-methylmethionine. In the 1950s, it was thought to be an effective treatment for peptic ulcers, which is why it was dubbed vitamin U, U for ulcers. Back then, we believed that painful stomach ulcers were caused by stress and spicy foods, and the standard treatment for them was to follow a bland diet and take antacids, and that did help somewhat. But apparently, not nearly as much as cabbage juice. There are a handful of studies from this time, including one that was conducted among inmates at San Quentin Prison. Anyway, these studies found that drinking raw cabbage juice relieved pain and healed ulcers more quickly than the usual approach of the bland diet and the antacids. And it was a lot of cabbage juice. In these studies, patients were typically drinking 1 quart of raw cabbage juice a day. So just imagine that for a second. Well, today we know that while stress and spicy food can certainly exacerbate symptoms if you already have an ulcer, they don't actually cause ulcers. So what does? There are certain medications that can injure the stomach lining. And if you're taking one of those, that would be the first suspect. But aside from that, ulcers are almost always caused by an infection with H. pylori bacteria. And the standard treatment now is a course of antibiotics to knock out that bacteria. And this is highly effective, not to mention a lot less unpleasant than drinking a quart of raw cabbage juice every day. Just as an aside, we've also learned that the long-term use of antacids can have a lot of unintended consequences, including increased risk of osteoporosis and bone fractures, nutrient deficiencies, and intestinal infections. It turns out that maintaining an acidic environment in the stomach plays an important role in our health. So it's just as well that we no longer treat ulcers by chugging milk of magnesia. And you know, I think we also want to be cautious about using acid blockers on an ongoing basis for acid reflux. Now, they are sometimes absolutely necessary to prevent damage to the esophagus, but I think we often use them as an alternative to lifestyle modification, which can sometimes resolve the problem. So you really want to do everything you can to resolve acid reflux through non-pharmaceutical measures and save those drugs for when they are absolutely necessary. You might want to check out my previous episode on how to avoid acid reflux. It's episode 64.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Okay, back to vitamin U. So we still don't know too much about how S-methylmethionine worked to heal ulcers, or even whether it might have been something else in the cabbage juice that was part of the effect. And, you know, now that we have a highly effective treatment for ulcers, figuring it out hasn't exactly been a research priority. But there are still folks promoting vitamin U as a general tonic for the liver and the kidneys, or to reduce cholesterol and triglycerides, even as a cosmetic ingredient. The evidence to support these benefits is extremely sparse. It consists mostly of test tube and animal studies and a few small, unreplicated or uncontrolled human trials. In my view, there's just not nearly enough evidence, let alone safety and dosage information, to recommend taking vitamin U as a dietary supplement. Oh, but there's plenty of evidence to support the benefits of eating vegetables from the cabbage family. So which foods contain vitamin U? Brassicas, which include all kinds of cabbage, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, and kale. They are all rich in S-methylmethionine, but they're also loaded with vitamins A, C, K, which helps to build strong bones, and folic acid. Somewhat more unique to that brassica family are the glucosinolates. These are compounds that protect against cancer. Brassicas contain other sulfur-containing compounds as well, which have a variety of health benefits. Now, you know I don't really believe in superfoods, but if I did, brassicas would be close to the top of that list. And there are so many ways to enjoy them. You can eat them raw, coleslaw, for example. You can roast them. I think broccoli and Brussels sprouts are particularly good this way. You can dry them, as in kale chips. You can sprout them. Remember that broccoli sprout craze a few years back? Or, of course, you could even juice them if you like. However, I think you get more benefits by eating your vegetables rather than drinking them. So if you strive to eat 5 servings of vegetables every day, and I hope you do, try to make sure that at least one of those servings is from the brassica family. And in the show notes for today, I included links to some of my favorite brassica recipes, including how to make kale chips, an Asian-style broccoli salad that I really love, one of my favorite cool weather meals, roasted cabbage and eggs, and a recipe for Asian-style coleslaw using miso paste in the dressing. And you'll find all of those at quickanddirtytips.com. Now, speaking of eating 5 vegetables every day, I also wanted to share some exciting news with you. Many of you are already familiar with an app that I created called the Nutrition GPA. This is a free app that offers a fun and simple way to upgrade your nutrition. And it just got a major overhaul. So if you already have the app on your device, be sure you've installed the latest updates so you can see all the fun new stuff we've added. And if this is the first you've ever heard of it, it's the perfect time to check it out. You'll find it in the Google Play and the Apple App Stores. Just look for Nutrition GPA. This is Monica Reinagle, the Nutrition Diva. If you have a question you'd like me to answer, you can email me at nutrition@quickanddirtytips.com, or you can leave me a message on my listener line. That's 443-961-6206. And be sure to tell me if it's okay to use your voice on the show. The Nutrition Diva Show is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Nathan Semmes with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our operations and editorial manager is Michelle Margulis. Our assistant manager is Emily Miller. And our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin. That's all for this episode. Thanks so much for listening. I'll see you next week.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at 7thgeneration.com.